Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, July 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The White House says big tech companies, including Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook owner Meta, have agreed to put more safeguards around artificial intelligence technology. These voluntary guidelines include the development of a watermarking system to help users identify content generated by AI in an effort to rein in misinformation and other risks. Leaders of the companies, which also include ChatGPT developer OpenAI, are expected to meet with President Biden today. Most of the companies declined to comment or didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Ukraine is expected to nationalize a bank controlled by two Russian businessmen in an effort to reduce their influence on Kyiv's economy and politics. The lender, SenseBank, confirmed the move by Ukrainian authorities. The two businessmen, Mikhail Friedman and Petra Avin, have been sanctioned by the UK and European Union over their alleged ties to the Kremlin, which the men have denied. Ukraine last month passed a law mandating the nationalization of banks whose owners have been sanctioned in connection with Russia's military effort. Friedman and Avin didn't respond to requests for comment. And the U.S. Justice Department is revamping a team launched nearly 2 years ago to investigate cryptocurrency-related crimes. The agency says the move will more than double the number of prosecutors available to work on the team's growing caseload. The DOJ's National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team was set up amid concerns about the expanding size of the digital assets industry and the ability of criminals, terrorists, and others to use crypto to move and launder illicit funds. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, and European shares mostly rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher, and American Express is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.